I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What was the moment you knew this is not good? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Audra. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hola.
Hey, so this actually happened like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I went to Atlanta to visit some friends and family. Had a rental car while I was there, and when it came time to fly home, I drove an hour and a half from my cousin's house, you know, down to the airport, and about halfway there, I stopped at a gas station. This is at about four in the morning, trying to catch my flight. I stop at a gas station to refill the car so I don't get a fee, and, you know, I drive a 2002 Toyota, so there's no bells or whistles or automatic anything really in there, and I was driving a 2015 Chevy. So I pull into the gas station, I leave the key in the ignition, and I look and make sure that the door is unlocked. I get out, go to fill up my car, shut the door, come back to get back in, and the door is locked. And I'm in the middle of a town. I have no idea where I'm at. You know, I'm the only person at this gas station. And I'm like, what am I going to do? My flight's in like 2.5 hours, so I'm stressing about that. And luckily for me, I had noticed that there was a truck driver who had just delivered the gas, and he was still sitting in his truck right behind me. So I ran up, you know, and I'm trying to see if he can call a locksmith or anything for me. He ended up calling a couple locksmiths. He ended up having to go, you know, because he's on a schedule.
Right.
And so I was like, well, you know, if they call you back, because they both, you know, said that they had to call out and find people and they would call them back. And I was like, please, if they call you back while you're on the road, just tell them I'm still here because I have nowhere else to call. You know, my phone was locked in the car, my wallet, my jacket. And it's 43 degrees. I'm in a t-shirt just kind of pacing this gas station.
Damn.
So I ended up being out there for 2.5 hours before I saw some guys across the street at a Burger King unloading supplies. Went over there and I was just like, I'm so sorry. Can you please help me? Just call these locksmiths, see if they're still coming. They call them. It turns out they had tried to call the guy back. He didn't answer, so they didn't send anyone. So they go inside the Burger King. They come out with a Slim Jim, and they're like, all right, let's see if we can break into this for you, which is great. The second guy that was there ended up being able to do it. So, you know, I'm all happy. I get in the car. By this point, it's 7, which was when my flight was supposed to leave, and I'm still an hour from the airport. So long story short, I get the rental extended. You know, I'm go back to my cousin's house. I can't get on another flight until 5 p.m. that night. The worst thing, too, is I had decided to splurge and buy myself a first-class ticket.
Oh,
so you ate that.
Missed out on that. The only seat that they had left that day was a middle seat in the very last row of the plane. And then on that flight, you know, I finally get there. I'm on the flight. The guy next to me is, like, going into the bathroom, obviously doing drugs, like, the whole flight.
Oh, God.
That was that weird. And then I landed in SeaTac. We landed in the N terminal, which is that satellite terminal.
Yeah, I hate that one.
It's terrible.
Yeah. And I'm waiting for the train. The train pulls up, you know, to take you to baggage. Yeah. And half the doors on the train don't open. And the people in
I read about this. The whole SeaTac was just kind of shut down on those gates for hours, right?
Oh, it was insane. It took me 3.5 hours.
To get out of the airport?
To get out of the gate.
To get
out of the end gate.
Oh, my God.
They could not get the train, and there's no way back. That's it?
No. And it was insane. I mean, I've never seen an airport terminal that packed because, you know, it's people still landing. It's people trying to catch other connecting flights, get their baggage. Like, people just kept piling up. And, of course, there's, like, no communication. We don't know where we're supposed to be going. we're all kind of waiting, and like this crowd just never moves.
Audra, so that's awful. I'm angry for you.
Yeah, Audra, where did you fly? Where did you fly from?
From Atlanta.
Okay, so you have a long-ass six-hour flight.
Oh, my God.
You're sitting in the middle seat in the back next to a druggie because you locked your damn keys. Well, the car locked itself with your keys inside. And then you finally land. I got to think, you're like, thank God.
Yeah.
I'm in the home stretch. I just want to go home and forget this day. And it's like, well, hey, not yet.
Mm-hmm. And I've been up since 3 a.m. Eastern.
What do you speculate this guy's doing? Cocaine in the bathroom? Is that how he's acting?
You know, I don't know what he was doing. I'm not too familiar with, you know, the effects of drugs. I just smoke pot and drink booze. That's about it. So, you know, he seemed very mild-mannered when he got in. And then every time he would go to the bathroom, he'd come back and just be, like, super agitated and, like, moving really quickly, like, seemed really frustrated and then just, you know, like, really restless. And then he would kind of calm down, go in the bathroom, and then come back out all popped up again.
Could be a couple things.
Well, real quick before you go, why were you in Atlanta?
Family.
Yeah, family and friends. So I was actually going to help out my great aunt. Her husband had just passed away a few months before. So
good God,
no good deed goes unpunished, right?
I mean, I've had some bad flights and trips. That sounds worse.
I read that story when it came out, Jesus. And I thought that is a nightmare.
It is. I mean, it already sucks when you land in
because
the end gate.
It's even hard enough to get a bar seat on the one bar that they have in the end gate. Like, all the restaurants are packed. There's really just nothing for you to...
No, you just got to stand there and wait.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.